Hello, friends, and welcome to another blog podcast by John Trafer. Now, earlier on during the week, I did a video podcast on all about soulmates. Now, just before I start, I must say to you that I am looking up at my computer because it's something that I actually wrote up as well. But today I'd actually like to talk to you about what is a twin flame, because so many people say, well, who is my twin flame? Where do I find them? Etc. Now, twin flames are actually called twin souls or twin rays, and they are literally the other half of our soul. We each only have one twin, and generally after being split, the two go their separate ways, incarnating over and over to gather human experience before coming back together. Ideally, this happens in both of their last lifetimes on the planet, so that they can actually ascend together. So you probably haven't had many lifetimes with your twin. Now, each twin is a complete soul, not half a soul. It is their task to become more whole, balancing their female and male sides, and ideally becoming enlightened before reuniting with their twin flame. This reunion of two complete and whole beings, all other relationships through all our lives could be said to be practice for the twin, the ultimate relationship. Now, twin flames is ourselves in another body. When we have reached the stage where we are capable of actually giving unconditional love, we then have the opportunity to reconnect with our other half or twin flame. The chances are that we meet our twin flame briefly in many lifetimes, but one or both of us are not ready for the intensity of this connection. So when both halves of the whole are ready to come back together and meet, they will discover that in their lifetime, they have led almost parallel lives. So the events of their lives will mirror each other almost exactly. They may have come from very similar families, family dynamics, family problems that have happened as well in their lives. They may have had similar schooling or lack of thereof, but they've also crossed paths socially or lived close by to each other and never known it. They may have also had identical careers, like teachers or nurses or anything like that at all. They may have even had previous marriages and divorces within weeks of each other. So when twin flames get to know each other, they will feel as if the other is actually reading their life script. This isn't say they are identical people like twins born together, but they are perfectly complementary to each other. Now, when twin flames actually meet for the first time in a physical life, they recognize themselves in the other person. This will come as a deep surprise to both, but the recognition is actually immediate. At the same time, you will feel that you've always known this person who is actually sitting in front of you. It is a feeling of homecoming because you recognize your other self and feel very, very much that you have come home when you are with your spiritual twin flame counterpart. Be aware that soulmates also have a strong recognition pattern. Only there will be that little voice in your head that knows the difference. Now, when twin flames actually come together, they become one person. They are not like each other, but they are the mirror image of each other. They think alike, they hold the same values, and often their life experiences are very, very similar. Now, twin flames do not teach each other. They learn together and help each other learn the lessons that have been set before them actually in this lifetime. So when twin flames come together, they join forces and are actually capable of overcoming obstacles. The average person, I'm going to use the word mortal, could not begin to face. They are so filled with unconditional love, they literally glow with it and have much to share with others. They are the inspiration. that actually poets write about. And if you look at it, singers talk about twin flames all the time. So what are the true signs of a twin flame? Now, you might experience as many signs from the universe when you are on your twin flame journey. Now, the sure signs of a twin flame are, and I've said one of these already, that you have a feeling of actually coming home when you are together. No one in the world feels as familiar to you as your true twin flame. You and your true twin flame will share the same vision for your life. You will desire the same things, the same core values as well. This does not mean you desire things in exactly the same way, but your desires will complement each other perfectly. So you and your true twin flame will also align perfectly in your choice of lifestyles and getting clear on what your desire is essential. But also you and your true twin flame share the same core values because you are one at the core. You complement each other and are perfectly matched in every single way. Now, also you can have a false twin flame. So what are the signs of actually the false twin flame? Now, a false twin flame will actually abandon you, will leave you. They will regularly try to get away from you emotionally, physically, or spiritually. A false twin flame will lie to you about who they really are. They will try and take the love from you without giving it back. So they're actually putting like negative feelings around you as well. Now, your vision for life, if you've got something you want to like look forward to, will not be shared by a false twin flame. They will not be inclined to be part of your vision for your life. And a false twin flame will not be invested in doing spiritual work with you to discover your values and heal together. No matter what you do, you will be unable to go really, really deep with them or go deeper with them. Now, also a false twin flame is uninterested in working through upsets and problems that you might have and doesn't care about healing. So those are the signs. And it was just a little blog to talk about twin flames. I've done the soulmates. I hope you enjoyed this. There are other videos I've done, other blogs. Please have a look. And I look forward to speaking to you also. Thank you for watching.
John Chafer is a spiritual medium, psychic advisor, working for over 15 years in churches and halls in the UK, having had the pleasure of working abroad. He's also a reverend, available for weddings, funerals, and blessings. He's available for Skype, telephone, FaceTime calls, and private readings. You can contact John at johnchaff43@aol.com or 07947 689 217 or go to the website www.johnchafer.org.uk.